This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're just tuning in, Rebecca has called into the show. And the bottom line is, she lied to this dude that she likes. And now the lie is coming back to bite her in the you-know-what.
That's the bottom line?
That's the bottom line.
Here's the deal. You know, she met this guy online. He lives out of state. She's went to visit him a couple times. She feels like this guy could be the one. Not all of us have the privilege of finding the one.
Privilege?
So there's just a small, teeny, tiny bump in the road. And he's allergic to cats, and she has four of them and takes strays in and out of her house.
She lied to dude. Told her that when she went to go visit him and he was sneezing real bad off of a jacket that she was wearing, that the jacket was from her grandparents' house, that her grandparents had all the cats. And now he's on a plane today coming to Wichita to spend the weekend with her this weekend. He's walking into a real situation. She's got four cats in her house, and she takes in strays, and he knows nothing of this.
What a good person of her to take in stray cats.
That's
right?
Nice. That's very noble. 869-1093. Your calls this morning at Power 93.5. What do you think?
If you lie to somebody, how can you have trust in a relationship?
I know, but I just feel like it's such a gray area with this one.
I know. You have surmised the whole thing with what you said. The trust already has been compromised from day one.
Exactly. And if she knows that he's sick and the cats are still in the house and he's coming to visit her, he's going to be sick the whole time he's there.
Maybe
so
they could get
him. She lied to him, but she's also like put his health in jeopardy. So, like, it's just not, I mean, it doesn't sound like a very good relationship, and he couldn't be the one if that's the way she really feels.
Speak on it, girl.
I'm just saying.
No, you're saying the truth. That's what I'm saying. She done lied from dude from the jump. She should have been straight up with him, and then the cats would have never been in the middle of all of this.
That's right.
Thank you for calling. I ain't playing this morning. I'm going to tell them just like how it is. I'm telling you. 869-1093, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Hey, I think your girl is wrong. Because, I mean, when she went up there and seen that he was sneezing his head off, she should have told him then that she had the cats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way, I mean, think about it. He's going to come visit her, and he's going to be miserable. If he's allergic.
Well, maybe that gave her a chance to plan. Like, okay, maybe I can start keeping the cats outside and let him know he needs
that
to start taking...
That don't matter. The cats in the house. The fur is all in the air, in the house, in the furniture.
Thank you.
Can't she vacuum with, like, a HEPA?
No.
No, that doesn't matter. It's still in there. So she should already told you off the gate that she had cats when she was up there.
Exactly. I mean, and dude, if she's going to lie about her cat, I mean her cats, she will lie about anything.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, come on now, it's just a cat. That's the same as, Carl, if you talk to a dude, it's like, oh, I don't have a girlfriend, but you see him out with... Would you see him out with another girl and they kiss him? What would you want to think?
I just feel like it's different.
Now. Okay.
No, it's the same thing. You're saying I don't have a girlfriend.
Thank you.
Same thing as saying I don't
I
have
got you, man. You're right. Thank you for calling. I appreciate the call. See, nobody's going to agree with you, Carla.
Maybe the dude could take like a steroid shot, like
Why
an annual steroid.
Why does he have to take shots and pills?
Love is what? Love.
Who's? Oh, my God.
Love is love.
Okay.
Let it live.
869-1093. Call now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.